Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
Awesome. All right, so we are continuing our series on this... The systems that we need, or the systems that we need to rethink for a post-COVID church. And the last time that we connected, Todd, was on episode 578, and we talked about the systems in and around feedback and evaluation. So performance agreements, evaluations, regular, how often, all that stuff. We talked about that, the importance of those feedback loops. But today we wanted to tackle the topic of one-on-ones. So one-on-ones being you meeting with your team member or your team leader within a paid staffing relationship. It's the supervisor and their direct report within a volunteer leader sort of meeting. It would be like, hey, not you meeting with one of your small group leaders. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking more like, hey, you meeting with your director of small groups or your director of Sunday school, whether they're paid or not. So someone who has a formal leadership role, a little bit higher up the leadership pipeline, and whether or not we should be doing these, is there more of an effective way to be doing this? So yeah, tell us about your thoughts in and around one-on-ones.
So I would say it really depends on you as a leader, your time in the saddle, and the number of reports you have. And then also looking at those individuals and where they are in their leadership, because once a week, one-on-ones can be overwhelming. And honestly, it can waste time. There are seasons where you do need those. Like if you're launching a campus, you almost need some type of daily check-in, but the traditional one-on-one, I think, is more aptly used monthly. A great tool mm-hmm. that you can use to keep that from having to do that all the time is kind of a weekly 515. And so if you Google 515 doc or something like that, you'll quickly find, you know, templates that you can use for this. And it's basically, hey, this little report, it's not a TPS report. But this little report, it should take you no longer than 15 minutes to fill out and me no longer than 5 minutes to read. And it's really just hitting the highlights of things that I need to know, from the last meeting, if there were things that you needed to let me know how something went, and also let me know, you know, maybe what's upcoming this week, anything that you need help with. There's several different ways to do it, but it's almost similar to what we've talked about before in Scrum meetings that you would use for development, where it's, hey, we're meeting, we're talking about, you know, those are daily, and that's what I did yesterday, what I'm working on today, what blockers I have, you know, what do I need help with? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I would say that's really similar to what you need here, is kind of a weekly thing like that, and then maybe we meet monthly and we walk through big things, or you make a presentation to me about something bigger that you're working on. But I'm not a huge fan of weekly one-on-ones personally.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because the advantage of a weekly one-on-one, or just doing one-on-ones in general on a regular occurrence, is that the direct report feels very cared for. And the supervisor knows what's going on. And there are definitely different seasons where the supervisor will be more like a mentor or more like a coach or more like a peer, more like a friend or more like just a brother or sister in Christ, right? Depending on what's going on in life. So the more frequently you get together, obviously there's going to be a higher level of care and connection. But yeah, is like, when is too much? Too much, and is that work time or not, quote unquote? So I guess the situation I want to throw out to you is, you know, if you're meeting with your team on a weekly basis and having a staff meeting or having a team meeting weekly, do you still need to do one-on-ones weekly? Or is it that you go bi-weekly, or is it that you go monthly? Because there's just that whole side around time management and what is an effective use of Kingdom resources in our time.
So I was assuming a weekly team meeting with my 5/15 approach.
Okay.
And again, it's kind of seasonal. You know, when you were on my team, we had almost weekly one-on-ones, if not. The difference there, I think, is we were a really small team. When I was in a church setting and trying to launch campuses, it was like, be brief, be bright, and be gone. Like, I need to get on to the net. It was a much more complex animal, and there's more reports there, and there's more, formal and informal reports there. So it gets really messy versus what most of our listeners are probably dealing with, which is a smaller, you know, number of people that we're talking about here. So I think the most efficient, if I'm going to say for everybody, is probably that a 5/15 and a weekly meeting versus weekly one-on-one.
5/15 once a month?
No, 5/15 is once a week. And then
it's not an in-person.
No, you just send me a report that takes you 15 minutes to write. It's not going to take you 15 minutes to write out. It's here's these three buckets. You know, let me know the things that I need to know. And really the big things are what do you need help with? You know, that you can't get done, or something you're wrestling with, or whatever. Now, beyond that, if you have a major issue, I'm expecting you to just give me a call. I'm certainly available to walk with you through things. Some things won't wait. And you know, if it's both urgent, it's timely, and it's really important, then yes, go ahead. But most of the things that we should be working on are those things that are long-term, pretty important, but we're either in the planning phase or the execution phase at that point. And so for me, I'm really only expecting to be kept abreast of that, to make sure we're coming around those things as a team and that the team knows what's going on. And then beyond that, it's just, you know, issues as they occur.
Yeah, no, that's great. So as a framework, weekly team meetings, monthly one-on-ones, and weekly 5/15. That's I think one other piece that will be, if you haven't already implemented some sort of chat system within your team a year into COVID, it's not too late. But I think in a post-COVID church, we need to move beyond text messaging and to actually use a platform like Slack or like Microsoft Teams or like, and you know, you can go down the list of all the different programs that there are out there. But for your team to be able to have something like that, that is going to be an incredible place just for those quick hallway conversations. And that's the thing, Todd. I don't know if the way that so many of us relied on those hallway conversations, I don't know if that's going to, if we're going to be able to do that post-COVID. Because I don't think most organizations are going to go back to full-time in-person working situations anymore. Well, and especially within a church setting, when you have volunteers paid and volunteer leaders in different area levels of your church. Yeah, I mean, you can't have the hallway conversations when someone's working a 9-to-5.
Well, and that's where I do think it's important to look at some type of tool that will give you an activity stream and kind of something that people can catch up on, even if it's asynchronous. So I think we get lazy when we know we have a meeting. We get lazy on two fronts. I mean, most of the time in a meeting is wasted with you know, yes, we need to build community. We get to need to get to know each other. We need to all of that. But I would rather spend intentional time doing that and doing some type of team building thing than to treat every meeting like the first 10 to 15 minutes is just wasted on small talk and whatever. The second thing, piece of that is in a meeting, you feel as though you have to fill the time. And so you can easily, you know, there's something that could be handled in 5 to 10 minutes that suddenly becomes a 30-minute or an hour-long meeting on your schedule. Mm-hmm. And it's out of laziness, in my opinion, that we often do that. It doesn't sound like it's laziness, but I'm saying it's not intentional.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. And part of that is, if you haven't read Lencioni's Death by Meeting, you know, he talks about it as meeting stew. Yeah. Which is, we're so susceptible to. But I think part of the, going back to the original intent for this episode, this idea of one-on-ones, yeah, you want your direct reports to feel cared for. You want to know what's going on. You want to be able to help them. You don't want them to be an island onto their own. But there is that sense of, okay, is your organization or is your church spending too much time in meetings? And if it is, then what does it look like for you to use your time wisely and in a smart manner? And that's why using a platform and a tool like Slack or Microsoft Teams or something like that is going to be so helpful. I'll give you an example. Our church is we are in our 100th year right now. This is our 100th year. And it's we have actually a team of some majority volunteers within the congregation and others paid staff who are a part of this group. And we meet what we've been meeting once every other month or so and been moving work forward. But by and large, we've been able to do that because we have a channel on Teams with one another. And because we have that channel together, we're able to continue to work without the lead needing to do these emails. And you got these like broken email strands going on and just people don't check them and all that stuff. So you have that activity stream. And even recently when we've added new people to the team, they're able to see all that has happened and work is able to go on. And yeah, if it's like, hey, I need a response right away, then you're able to get that, but you're not just waiting for the next committee meeting, right? You're not waiting. So even think about that, right? Should you have a channel like that for all your deacons? Should you have a channel like that for all your elders? And you just kind of go in and through with all your small group leaders and you just kind of go through all that and you're like, oh wow, the implications, beyond this, I wonder if we're actually going to be better at connecting not only with our staff, paid or volunteer, but with our volunteers as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for listening into today's episode. We are going to continue this series on talking about budgeting and the idea of rolling budgets on episode 582 in two episodes from here. So thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.